Welcome to Auto Success, the podcast, where each week we present ideas, tips, and strategies from automotive industry leaders that you can put to use today for your sales success. Now here's your host, Thomas Williams.
Welcome back, listeners. Today on Auto Success, the podcast, we're speaking with Shane Bourne, Chief Operating Officer at Promax. Today, we'll be talking about bringing out the best from the millennials on your team. Welcome to the podcast, Shane. It's a pleasure to have you. Thanks for your time today.
Absolutely. Very excited to be joining you.
We call it the Auto Success Under the Hood question, and it is the opportunity for us and our audience to get to know you a little bit better, Shane. Since it's your first time with us on the podcast, let's start by having you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started in this industry.
Okay, absolutely. I think a lot of people have interesting stories of how they got involved in the auto industry. Myself is no different. It was the summer after my freshman year of college, and I took a summer job detailing cars. And for a guy that I knew that worked at a car dealership, and they had a situation where they lost quite a few salespeople in a very short period of time. And one of the mornings that I came up to deliver a car that a salesperson had sold, the GSM had told me that he was no longer with the company. And I kind of joked with him that before he knew it, he was going to have wash track guys up here selling cars. And so later in the day, I was going about my business washing a car, and he came back and he's like, you know, I got to thinking about what you said, and I was curious what you would think about helping us out and selling cars here, you know, for a period of time until we can get some more people. You know, and I told him, I'm like, hey, I know very little about cars and even less about sales, but went ahead and gave it a shot and had a little bit of a knack for it. So ended up selling cars for about a year. And then I moved into the finance office, and that kind of launched my career in the auto industry until about 5 years later when I came here to Promax almost 15 years ago now.
We appreciate you sharing your background there, and we want to use your experience there in the dealership to talk about today's topic and bringing millennials into your team. In general, Shane, describe some of the misconceptions that older managers and leaders have about the millennial generation of employees. How do these misconceptions affect the culture of a dealership?
Well, honestly, I think you can find stereotype misconceptions regarding any generation. I'm the last year of the Gen Xers, and I wouldn't consider myself skeptical. I've met plenty of baby boomers that aren't optimistic, and not all millennials are tech savvy. I ran across a great quote recently. It said, there are millions of factors that go into determining the kind of person you are when you grow up, and this arbitrary 20-year-long age bracket that is widely accepted is not one of them. It was from a book called Unfairly Labeled. I came across it in my research, and it's talking about how your workplace can benefit from ditching generational stereotypes. I think a company's culture can be impacted just as negatively by stereotyping generations as it can be by lumping race or genders together. I think that while millennials are unique because they're diverse and they grew up in a society that provided them with lots of information at their fingertips. So you sometimes have to deal with a little bit of attention deficit disorder because they've just been bombarded with information readily at their fingertips for so long. Overall, I think that it is dangerous to categorize them and lump them together.
Shane, you said that it's important for millennials to have their talents recognized. What does this look like from a management perspective, and why is it especially important for these team members?
Well, I think if you hire the right people for the right jobs, then hopefully you've already correctly identified the core competencies required to be successful in that role. However, that's only where it begins. Rather than just understanding the skills required to do the job, I think that it's important, especially with millennials, to dig deeper, to get to know the person rather than the title. Everyone is unique, with talents and passions beyond those you hired them for. Recognizing and appreciating those strengths is a cornerstone to building a relationship of mutual respect. You know, there's an old saying that says there are leaders and then there are those that lead. And those that lead are followed because they have this mutual respect and common vision of the people that they lead. And I think that millennials especially strive for that.
Can you describe the importance of adding value to a company to millennials in a workplace? How can a leader both demonstrate their value to the team while encouraging continued development of their skills and their abilities?
It's a great question. Our philosophy here at Promax is to create a culture that inspires the desire to improve. Our team genuinely wants to sharpen their saws and assist doing the same for the rest of the team. To do this, you need to motivate effectively. Give everyone an opportunity they don't want to leave, yet they fully understand that success here is a moving target. You know, we are thrilled with our successes, but we're immediately hungry for more. While we celebrate one goal being accomplished, we've already set the next one.
Shane, what are some of the challenges a leader has when leading a team made up of a mix of generations? How can he or she best guide their team when the individual team members might want or need different things?
So I would say that the trickiest part is balancing energy, enthusiasm, and experience. All of those have a lot of value when focused in the right direction. So you need to focus the team on a common goal. So regardless of generation, they have the same vision and the same goals. Ensuring they understand your vision as a leader and their role. You know, actually not just their role, but the importance of their role. As a team, we need to capitalize on our collective strengths, the strengths of the millennials, the strengths of the Gen X, the strengths of the baby boomers, so that we can capitalize on the collective strength and also compensate for our weaknesses. The best way to understand, in my opinion, what your team members need from you is to simply ask the question, what can I do better? You know, this is something that I ask all of my managers when we have our one-on-ones. And, you know, initially, sometimes you'll get a response like, boss, you're great. That's not what you want, though. You just don't want to be flattered. You want to genuinely know what it is that you personally can do better to make them more successful at their job. And when you do that, you've demonstrated your willingness to improve. You also then justify your request for improvement in everyone.
Now, Shane, you talked about it earlier. If you hired these people, you obviously recognize their talents. But what should a leader look for in a younger employee that demonstrates that they are ready or could be made ready for more responsibility and eventually a leadership position themselves?
Okay. And when I was contemplating writing this article, one of the things that I was thinking about is when you are recognizing leadership potential in millennials, this is a very specific situation where they are younger, so they typically don't have the experience. So what I look for is someone who stays positive and they take pride in their work. If someone is listening when they're learning and willing to help when needed, when someone is problem solving versus complaining, that goes back to that positivity. Let's find a solution, not complain about the problem. Those are key factors in consideration for the next step. Again, going back to, you have to have the right clay. You have to have someone who has energy, has intelligence, has the skills to do the job. But if they have those things, so you hired correctly, then look for someone who's positive, takes pride in their work, and is willing to, you know, do whatever it takes to bring the team forward.
And Shane, what would your advice be to a leader who wants to coach instead of simply manage a team, but isn't sure how to go about that?
So I think that this is kind of two-part. Managing tasks is very important. So is managing results. But in order to be a coach, you really need to develop the why. There are two primary methods to impact change, manipulation and inspiration. You know, manipulation tactics can be, you know, either the carrot or the stick, fear of loss or promise of gain. They're commonly used, quite often benign, and honestly very effective. Inspiration, however, is more powerful for long-term continual change. Genuine belief in their why, the purpose, and the mission. I think that while you can't train passion, you have to hire someone who has a passion for doing what they're doing. When you have identified that, you can absolutely inspire passion.
And finally, what one idea would you like to leave with our listeners today?
I would say that one of my favorite quotes, and something we talk about a lot here, is from Vince Lombardi, one of the greatest. It says, "We will chase perfection, and we will chase it relentlessly, knowing all the while we can never attain it. But along the way, we shall catch excellence." The concept is something that we talk about a lot here. Progress not perfection. You'll see that hung up in various offices and cubicles, because everyone understands we are chasing excellence, not perfection. This allows the team to the freedom to make mistakes, you know, as long as we fail forward fast. We learn from our mistakes, we adapt, and we start progressing again.
Some great strategies on not only developing the best from your millennials, but from all the generations that make up your dealership. We appreciate your time today, Shane.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Our guest today has been Shane Bourne, Chief Operating Officer for Promax. For more information about his company, visit promaxunlimited.com. And be sure to check out his editorial in the latest issue of Auto Success.
Thanks for listening to Auto Success, the podcast. For information about Auto Success, look us up at autosuccessonline.com, where you'll find previous episodes, our blog, online versions of our past issues, and many more success-driven solutions available for free. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about this show or future shows, email us at podcast@autosuccessonline.com. Now make it a successful day.